Ranger Sports Report, episode
12. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Whenever you're listening, this is your Ranger Sports Report. I am Seth Lopez, followed by my colleague, Aiden Hatch.
What's up, everyone?
Today we got quite the episode for you, talking to Isabel Valero with girls basketball and then passing it on to Aiden for upcoming games. Let's jump right into it with talking sports. Isabella, tell a little bit about yourself.
I'm a senior, and I got a redwood, and I am captain of the girls basketball team this year for varsity. I've been on varsity for 3 years straight, and I moved up my freshman year.
So. What position do you play?
I am a shooting guard.
Okay. What has it been like with almost your whole team being wiped with COVID the past couple of weeks?
It's been really difficult. At one point, we only had 6 girls, so that's one sub for one person, whoever's tired. So it was kind of like a make or break type of thing. Everybody worked really hard, and we played with the cards we were dealt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really hard, but we're happy to have almost a full team back this year with a couple injuries. That's it.
Did you feel like you guys did the best you could with what you were working with, or did you still feel like there's some left in the tank?
I feel like my whole team really tried really, really hard to push through what we were going through. Like, obviously, we didn't have as many players as we hoped we would going up against really hard teams like Hanford and El Diamante with only 6 players is really difficult to do.
Yeah.
But I feel like we tried our hardest, and none of us gave up, which is really what it all comes down to. So,
Can you tell us who has been your biggest challenge this season and why?
Like, team-wise, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay. El Diamante, probably. We have, like, rules in basketball. There's, like, sayings. We don't lose to El Diamante. is what a rule is. My coaches are always like, we can't lose to LD.
Mm-hmm.
So, we lost to LD. But
long story short.
Yeah, long story short, we lost to LD. But that was also during a time for COVID when a lot of my players were out and we only had 6 people on varsity.
Mm-hmm.
And during that game, my coach moved up 2 players from JV to just have bodies.
Just in case
somebody got hurt, or you can keep playing with 4 players if you only have 4 players, but it's not really the best thing ever.
Yeah.
So El Diamante has been our biggest challenge this year. They're a really good school this year, and they have a lot of great players. But my team worked hard, and I think we only lost by 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It was a really big challenge. We were down by a lot in the beginning, but we really mm-hmm. pulled through. And nobody gives up on my team. We're a really determined and persistent team. My coach calls us scrappy. We're all scrappy. There was a lot of fighting, but it's fine.
As long as your heart's in it.
Yeah.
You guys are 12-11. What do you feel has been holding you guys back from winning more?
I think just finishing. By finishing, I mean we start off kind of nervous. Like, everybody's a little nervous because they're league games. Everybody wants mm-hmm. to win. So we don't start off the greatest, but going through, we kind of get into a groove of things and we get a lot of hits, and it just starts going good for a while. But the biggest thing would probably just be finishing, finishing strong and making sure that when we get a lead, they don't come back.
You keep it.
Because this is what happens sometimes. We sometimes get a lead and then it falls back into oh, we're ahead, it's fine. We can let that turnover go, or you don't have to make a free throw.
Yeah.
So I think just finishing it would be good for us. I think we need a win. We're going up against Hanford soon, so it would be nice to get a win soon.
You guys are winding down season, about to finish league. Walk me through the next couple of games. What is your guys' plan? Where's your headspace right now?
So we're playing Hanford next, and then next is El Diamante, and then Whitney.
Okay.
Hanford, I think, is first in the league right now. So that's going to be a really difficult game considering how we lost yesterday. So to beat Hanford like we did the other day, or last time we played them, would be really good for us, and we would move up in the league. So mm-hmm. that would be really good. So everybody's kind of tense because of the loss yesterday and
yeah.
then going into another hard game. This week has been really hard for my team, but we're really hoping for a win.
Okay.
This year. Everybody's going to try their hardest tomorrow, so it'll be fun.
So you have a rematch with LD coming up, and you're almost rivals. How do you think that game's going to go with so many people are finally back? No COVID.
Yeah. Well, first off, that's our senior night too. We got to win. We have to win. It's our senior night.
Mm-hmm.
It means a lot to every senior on my team to finish strong with mm-hmm. a win, especially against LD. Since we only lost by 3, we're for sure, like, we noticed everything we did wrong last time, and we can come back from this. Like, they weren't the best team ever that we played, but we were obviously the better team that just didn't come off strong as we should have. So I think if we take what we learned from last game and we implement it into this game, we will be fine. We'll be fine.
Is there anything else you would like the listeners to know about?
Girls basketball is really scrappy. If you guys ever go to a game and you watch, I went to the boys game and was like, wow, this is kind of boring. Like, not gonna lie, like, I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, it wasn't a lot of competition, probably because they were up by so much, but mm-hmm. girls basketball is really scrappy. And we yell at the refs a lot sometimes. Sometimes there's fights. It's really interesting. You guys should go. But that's it.
All right. Thank you. I would now like to pass it on to Aiden for upcoming games.
Sweet. So starting Tuesday, February 8th, we have boys soccer against LD. Varsity starts at 6 p.m. Tuesday, February 8th, we have girls basketball against LD.
Woo!
Like previously mentioned. Varsity starts at 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, February 10th, we have boys basketball against Whitney. Varsity starts at 7:30. Again, same Thursday, we have girls soccer against Whitney, and varsity starts at 6, and the Redwood Gigantea will be live streaming, so check that out on our YouTube. And then to end it off, Friday, February 11th, we have swimming against Clovis. That starts at 4 p.m.
Interesting.
Ooh, yeah. Swim's coming up.
Yeah.
It's still cold.
I know.
I feel a little, oh my god, I'm freezing. I know the pool's heated, but I'm just like, I'd still be cold.
It's still cold outside.
I would never do that. I'm sorry. Props to them. They're impressive.
Yeah.
I would like to thank everyone who's listening right now, as well as Isabella for coming on to the show and talking. That's all I have for today. Get sporty.